This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stan Lee right here on The Real Time. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, as I like to say. You know, and I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. So head up to the website real quick, right? Not now, during the break. Kimberly Marin's going to join us after the break, but head over to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Send me an email if you have any questions, joe@therealside.com. Also, you know, you can pick up our newer apps on Apple and Android. Helps you listen to the show when you're, you know, out of range of the radio station kind of thing, you know. You can listen live, you can watch live, you can chat with the others in the chat room. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on there that you can get involved with. I'm sure Kimberly's got a lot. I mean, there's been a lot of crazy stuff going on this week, yeah. You know, you're looking, you know, the second whistleblower, did you hear about that? Second whistleblower came forward? The only problem is that what we're hearing now is that the second whistleblower really isn't, wasn't a eyes-on whistleblower, actually is using some of the statements made by the first whistleblower. Because that makes all the sense in the world, right? So, I mean, this is just perfect. This is great. And I think Trump, how many of you think Trump should still be pounding away at the Democrats to actually take a vote? Right? Make it Democratic. Isn't that what they're always screaming about? The will of the people? Why is Nancy Pelosi acting like a dictator? Why doesn't she allow the vote to happen? Would that make sense? I think it would. And just, hey, what do I know? Just a lowly commentator, you know? But then you've got, again, I mean, is she afraid that some of those in iffy areas, swing areas that Trump won last time, they might be in a lot of trouble? You've got Ukraine, you know, Bill Barr, is making the world tour, and the Democrats are kind of making fun of him. You know, he's going to Italy for pasta. No, actually, what's sad is that the upper echelon of the FBI, the CIA, and such have been so corrupt that Barr himself has to go take notes. He has to go do the investigations. He has to make sure that real information is getting back to him. And then you look at the Australian and the Ukrainian government. Now we're finding out as digging is going on. More and more, the CIA were working in the background to get dirt on Trump. You know? It's just amazing to me. And we're hearing, well, of course we're hearing none of this. I'm acting like I'm surprised. Just for clarity, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at the way this is going down and what we're hearing and how the Democrats are screaming loud. And look, things got, what do you think about this? Think this through. They got so bad, right, that after spending $40+ million on almost 3 years of investigation, they took something that happened, not really, but kind of, 5 days before, and they're hanging a whole impeachment on that and building on it as they go. Right? And again, the more and more you look at it, why would Bill Barr have to go to these other countries? Why would he have to go visit those governments? Because he can't trust his own. That's what it boils down to. And that's sad. I'll hit some of the stuff with Kimberly when she joins me. Mitch McConnell, the poor guy. I mean, look, I'm not happy with everything he does either, but they're protesting his house now. They're back out in front of his house again. You know why? Because they want him to take action. They want him to impeach Kavanaugh. So think about this. We're at it again. We're going to impeach. What are we going to impeach him for? Will you read the signs that they had? Now, most of you, if you had heard that they wanted to impeach Kavanaugh, what would you have thought? That Professor Ford came forward again? More women have come out? More they've done more investigation? Whatever, right? No, that's not it at all. If you read the signs that were going around, it says, stop entitled men. And it was all women in the protest. So now we've gotten to the point now where anything a woman says is truth, anything a guy says is not. We are always bad. They are always right and good. I mean, this is the Dems starting this. This is how the Dems feel about this. I know rank and file Democrats don't think anything like this, but when are you guys going to start speaking up? When are you guys going to start pointing at those in front of Mitch's house and going, look, we're not with those nutcases. We're not interested in what they're selling. Another sign that says, Kavanaugh was blinded by his privilege. I'm going to do it. I got to get you mad again. You parents who raised those kids, shame on you. You raised them with privilege. You raised them thinking that the government owed them something, that they were all this and more, that everything that they thought was wonderful, true, and correct. Well, it's not. And there's going to be things in this world that you're not going to like, that you're not going to feel comfortable with. Don't go there. Don't eat the food. Don't go to that dance hall. Don't wear those clothes. Don't listen to that music. Don't go into a Mexican restaurant owned by the O'Reilly family and then say that they're culturally appropriating. No, they're not. They must be cooking great food because the place is packed. So shut up and go somewhere else. Yeah, I got too much rest. Joe Mazzini, your host. Kimberly Moran joins me after the break. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saying saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots of stuff going on up on the website, so feel free to go up there and take a look. And, you know, in the second hour, we're just going to have a smorgasbord of crazy, and I mean extremely crazy stories. We're going to play the Trump ad that is out and running about. You know, it's like, let's impeach Trump because we don't want, lower unemployment rates. Let's impeach Trump because we don't want more women in the workforce. Let's impeach Trump because we want more blacks and Hispanics out of work. Don't you agree with all that? Anyway. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, to help me kick off the week. He's got to go, right, Kimberly?
Yeah. There's nothing else to do. We have no choice.
I love it. Did you hear? There's a second whistleblower now. And the information that I'm getting on the second whistleblower, some of it is, he is actually using information from the first whistleblower. See, oh, and God. There's two things I don't... See, you did what I did. There's two things I don't understand. A whistleblower is revealing information that is detrimental and hasn't been revealed. And really, with a whistleblower, the only thing behind that is that your job is protected. They can't fire you for coming forward. That's number one. The president's already released a transcript on this, which is what the whistleblower is reporting on. I'm so confused.
I don't even know. I can't even grasp what these tools are actually attempting to do right now. I really honestly can't. I think, you know, we talked about it last week. I think they know that they can't win legit against Trump because all of their candidates are horrible. And Joe Biden's gone now. He'll be out. Bernie, done. Out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Elizabeth Warren, I've been saying it for months. She is going to be their nominee. And that will make me laugh a long, long time.
Well, you know who they're trying to draft, right? You know who they're trying to draft, right?
Who?
Kimberly. I'm not Kimberly. Hillary.
Kimberly, don't you dare ever do that. Bad enough for a year after the election, I kept getting automatically tagged in her photos.
Oh, 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 oh.
Like, as if it was for me.
God, no. So there, you know, she's making the country tour. All of a sudden, now they're going to have her go all over the place, and I just think this is hilarious. And again, there are some around her, like Michael Moore, going, you know, telling her she has to jump in. I wish she would. I wish she would jump in at the last minute. You could do a Hillary and Warren and just watch them get spanked like nobody has ever been spanked before.
That would be, I couldn't deal with that. I don't think I could deal with that. I really don't think. I mean, you know, Hillary still doesn't think she legitimately lost the race.
I know.
So she still thinks that she deserves to be president. And so do some of her minions. Can you even imagine? Oh,
come on. But listen, if she got beat twice, can you imagine? I mean, she couldn't move to Ukraine, but...
She got beat twice. She got beat by... No, wait a minute. She got beat twice. She got beat by Obama.
Right.
And then she got beat by Trump.
Well, okay. Yes, you are correct. You got me on that one. Oh, great wise one. But here's the deal. She'd been beat by Trump twice. And the great thing would be he wouldn't even have to show up to the forum. She'd make herself nuts. Or she could argue with herself. You know? I mean, right now there's a secondary investigation going on that she was working and her team was working with Ukraine to dig up dirt on Trump at the time of the election. I love it.
But we already knew that. Right? We already knew that. The Russian collusion thing, the only people colluding with Russia were the DNC and the Clinton Foundation and her campaign. So we kind of already knew that, even though no one wants to admit it, and it never was investigated because Mueller is a half-wit. If they really investigated all this stuff, probably half of D.C. will lose their jobs. The problem is they're not going to truly investigate any of this stuff. They're just not going to because both sides are just part of the swamp. Both sides are totally part of the swamp.
Oh, I agree.
And there's far and few between who aren't. It's awful. That's why I tell people to work on the local level because the federal level is so disgustingly filled with poo that it will take decades and decades and decades to clean it out.
That was
but
cool.
You got to start somewhere, and nobody will.
You actually used the word poo.
Poo. Well, it was better than the alternative.
I know. I know which one you wanted to use. All right.
Yes.
I know. I agree with you. And again, this is just, as they would say in some circles, delicious watching these people just eat each other up. And that's what they're doing, for real. I mean, look, for all intents and purposes, Booker now isn't saying I'm the best guy for the job. Now he's saying, give me money or I won't even be able to try for the job. Right? Because, I mean, he's done.
So, do you ever, I follow some of these people and the Democrat presidential candidates, and there's something on Facebook where they automatically send you messages. direct messages.
Okay.
So I get them from Kamala Harris. I saw someone else got one from Andrew Yang, and Andrew Yang was talking about the $1,000 giveaway, whatever. And the person responded and said, "You realize I'm going to buy all guns and spend $1,000 on guns and ammo, right?" I mean,
that's great.
I just always, they said something, "Will you sign on with Kamala for impeachment?" And I said, "Yeah, nah, not right now. Maybe after she drops out." You know,
I would be doing it all day. I would have a field day all day just replying to those people, making them crazy. And you're right.
Oh, my God. I know someone else who got one from Tom Steyer who said we spend $605 million a year on quote unquote gun violence in New Hampshire. And we're all like, what? What are you talking about? Maybe we have 14 murders, if that, in the entire state every year.
Well, they inflate so many things. You're exactly right. They inflate everything, don't they?
Yeah, oh, God, they flat out lie. Let's just face reality, Joe. They flat out lie. It's not inflating or exaggerating. They lie. every town just had something that said, there's no research that proves women are safer if they own a firearm. Maybe you could talk to women who've used firearms to save their own lives, you morons. It's just they lie. And you know what the thing is, Joe? The media repeats their lies. This is what drives me nuts about the media, even local media. So people out there, don't think your local media is any better than the national media. They might be a little better, but they're still biased, and it shows.
Oh, no question.
They don't question their ridiculous lies.
All right, we got to go for a break. I'm Joe Mazzizzi, your host. Kimberly's going nowhere, and I'm gonna see if she buys into math being racist. I didn't know this. I was just woke, I guess is the new term. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Mazzizzi, your host. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Everyone said, can we get to 100%? Now I get to 100%. And they say, well, maybe we could stay longer. I say, well,
When do we get out? There's going to be a time we get out. We have to bring our people back home.
President Trump says it's time for countries with conflicts to take care of themselves. The president defending his decision to withdraw troops from Syria. After a military briefing at the White House, the president warning the president of Turkey not to go after the Kurds.
I've told President Erdogan I hope he's going to treat everybody with great respect.
Now, as for the impeachment inquiry, Democrats issuing subpoenas for documents to the Office of Management and Budget and to the Pentagon. The president calls the proceedings a scam. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down almost 96 points, the NASDAQ off 26, the S&P 500 down 13 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Head up there if you want any more information. Let me just bring her in. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week, and I always appreciate the time that we spend on the crazy stuff that needs to happen over the weekend, or it's going to be happening during the week. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You know, they're screaming about this Barr, William Barr. He's going everywhere. He's going all across the planet, you know, and he's... because he wants to have spaghetti in Italy, for real. And it's like, no. He's actually going because he doesn't have anybody he can trust to go to these different governments, to these, you know, different authorities, to find out how this dossier actually started. Who gave the information? Who checked it out, right?
Well, and clearly there were other countries involved, which is really frightening. We already know the UK was involved, right? We know England was involved.
Yep.
We know some the Ukraine was involved somehow, and we know Russia was involved.
Yeah.
So
Australia too.
And yeah, that's right, Australia. So, like, of course he's going to go, and I don't blame him for going himself. Yeah, I might want some Italian spaghetti, but I also want to talk to the Italian prime minister and find out what the heck's going on in his corrupt government, because you know they're corrupt.
What do you say? I don't understand.
Nothing. Nothing. Well, forget about it.
If you get a visit from Luigi, I can't help you. Not on that one.
Anyway. I'll just cook him some of my Italian food, and he'll be like, you're Italian by cooking.
No, so but you're seriously, I mean, Barr's having to go himself to find out how this started, which I think is really interesting that you have to go to that level, and you can't trust anybody below you to pull it off. That's scary.
So what have we seen time after time after time with people, and this is truly frightening, that the people that are in the CIA, the FBI, especially higher-ups, are nothing but corruptocrats. Comey, Mueller, all these people, the lower-level people. What was that horrifying little troll's name? Lisa Page's boyfriend.
Peter Strzok.
Yeah, Peter Strzok. Thank you. Oh, he was hideous. He's hideous. Yeah. And You're seeing it from all these people, how corrupt they were. These are people who are supposed to be nonpartisan. They're supposed to be working for us, we the people, the United States of America. And they weren't. And it's across, it just seems to be across the board. I know there's probably thousands of really good people who do a great job. But when you have the higher up people being absolutely corrupt, how do we have any trust in our system anymore? How?
No, I agree with you. I mean,
we can't.
This is what brings on true revolution. I mean, seriously. Go ahead.
Seriously.
That's why you can't give up the guns. You never know where they're going to go from here, and you never know who the next president. Look at what they're willing to do to bring down a duly elected, a president was elected democratically, to put it in their terms. Look what they're doing to pull him down, to bring him down. You know, it was in the first segment I was talking about how they spent, 3 years of $40 million doing an investigation to bring him down. They take something that they've had information on for 5 days, and that's what they're going to impeach him on. But I mean, I realize they've had a little longer than that, but think about it. They're so desperate, so worried that they can't beat him next year.
But you know what? That also makes me wonder, anytime the Obama administration used to do that, right? You know, all of a sudden something pops up. It always made me wonder what's really going on that they don't want you to know about. That's the first thing I think, because, of course, I don't trust any of them. But that's what I always think. Like, they went full speed ahead on the impeachment inquiry. Of course, they won't take a vote on it yet. They went full speed ahead on this impeachment inquiry without even having the transcript yet. So what is coming up and not coming out that we're not hearing about? That's what I want to know.
I think he should sit back in his chair one of these days, do like a fireside chat, and say, you know, I give up. The Democrats are right. We need to be more transparent. You need to know more about what's going on and has gone on in your government. So I've got this paperwork in front of me I'm going to sign right after this, and what it's going to do is release every piece of paper from every investigation that was done from, you know, Billy Bob Clinton's playing on the blue dress to right through the email server and all the way up to today. I would go through the whole thing.
Why don't we release everything?
Yeah.
Since we started even tracking it. Let's just do it all.
All the way back. Yeah.
All the way back. Let's do it. Yes. Oh, yes. You know. Let's just release it all.
You know, think about it. Go all the way back to the days of Roosevelt. They knew that he had polio. They knew, you know, what, and they went out of their way to work with the White House.
Oh my God, that's
to
right.
To show him his stronger. They would shoot him from the waist up, and when he was, they would never let anybody see his braces or anybody else holding him up. The press actually worked to make him look stronger, didn't they?
Yep. Oh, and that's exactly what they did with Obama.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it's exactly what they do with their prized left-wing people. Doesn't matter who they are. I forgot about that one. And Wilson was a hideous, horrifying president as well.
Now, you said Biden was done, but tell me why you think he's done.
Because nobody cares. To be honest with you, like Biden, he's just this old man.
Yeah.
Who can't remember squat. He's like your kind of creepy uncle.
Yes. You put him in a certain room for the holidays and you tell the kids to stay out of the room.
Yeah, pretty much. He's just like this kind of creepy uncle who might drink a little bit too much and babbles on and on and on and is just talking BS out of his mouth and you don't even know what he's talking about.
No.
And you just say, okay, hi, Uncle Joe. How you doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
You
and you walk
Joe,
away.
Right? You could go to Harry.
So, well, sorry, his name is Joe. I can't, you know. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
But he's done. And this Ukraine thing and the China thing, that's not getting away from him.
Okay.
That's not. He's done. Bernie's done. Bernie's on a gurney. I'm sure you saw that. Bernie's done.
You're terrible.
I'm glad he's doing better. But he should really, to be honest with you, and I don't... because I never wish ill will on anyone. He should really take care of himself.
It's time for him to go, is what you're saying, right?
No, he really just, he needs to work and be concerned about taking care of himself and not this stupid race that he's not going to win the nomination for anyway.
He's not going to give up till he brings socialism to the U.S. God. But you got to do it with the hair. You got to have the hair, like, all over the place. You ever notice that with him? The man doesn't own a brush. I guess socialists don't believe in brushing their hair. I don't know.
Well, if someone else brushed it for him, he'd probably love it.
Oh, God. Right. So here, I got to make you nuts. You ready for this? Because I know how you love these stories, right? So the Seattle Public School System decided to do an ethnic study. And what came out of it wasn't that there wasn't enough kids of color in a classroom or, you know, that they weren't teaching properly. No. The problem is math. Math apparently is racist. And the reason it's racist is because of its origins and its identity. Who decides what the answer to math is? Who decided how algebra was going to work? Who did? They were all done by, you know, white mathematicians, white statisticians, white scientists.
So, that makes math racist, right?
Yeah, apparently, according to a study that I'm sure they paid big bucks for. I wish somebody would do a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Act request with these people, and find out what they actually spent on this, because they need to get their money back. Really, seriously, math is racist. I mean, this is serious.
So, are they now trying to say that anything created by a white person is a racist?
All right. That's been happening at the college levels for years. We do stories about that all the time.
Right. So, right, our Constitution is racist. Our country's... Okay, you're right. Yeah, I guess they're just going with the same thing.
Nothing has changed, right?
No.
Nothing has changed.
They haven't realized that they lost that battle already. No one gives a you-know-what anymore.
Yep.
More than eight years... We had to put up with everything is racist. If you don't agree with any left-wing policies, you're racist. If you dare criticize Obama's policies or anything he says or does, you're racist. You know what? Nobody cares anymore. I expect you to say it because you have no argument.
We're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you why they think it's racist, and it's going to send you, all of you, for a loop. And it's going to prove what I've been saying on the show for almost 10 years. The real racists are Democrats, and this is proof. Don't miss your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I don't know why I play that soothing music and then get you all teed off with the stories. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring her back in. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kind of kick off the week, get things rolling, get everybody's blood, because that's what this is. I mean, your blood's got to be boiling after this. Kimberly, thanks for being with me. Always fun for me.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, you know, it's all about power and oppression. We were talking about the Seattle School District that says that math, well, it's kind of racist, right? So Seattle has determined that, you know, power and oppression, they exist in subtraction, multiplication, and division, right? The theme is defined as the ways in which individuals and groups define mathematical knowledge is defined by Western culture and Western mathematics, because it's the only way that you can identify the intelligence of a person. So I'm reading this and I'm thinking, this is the same group that thinks that blacks can't find the DMV. The blacks couldn't find polling places. You know what I'm saying? I go down the whole list. All right. And now they're saying that because blacks may not do as well, or Hispanics, and I don't buy that at all, by the way, but maybe
no,
they don't
either.
Do as well, with mathematics and that kind of thing, then maybe they're just not as smart, and that means that the test, not the teacher's ability to teach the kid, but the test is racist.
They're absolutely ridiculous. There's lots of people who aren't good in math. It doesn't matter what your skin color is. You know, there's other people that excel in math, and it doesn't matter what their skin color is. They're coming up with reasons to demean minorities, and that's what they're doing. They are the true racists. Because why would you think that entire group, isn't that the very definition of racism, thinking an entire group isn't as good as another? That's what they're doing. I mean, that's what they're doing.
You know what's really funny is just on a lark, just to have some fun, okay? I Googled, you know, famous black scientists and mathematicians. My God, there's a whole list of them.
Right.
So apparently, they must have been white people who darkened their skin or something. I don't know. I mean, go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, because based on what this organization is saying, it's not possible.
Right? I mean, here's, just for giggles, Benjamin Banneker, all right? African-American astronomer, mathematician, and author who constructed America's first functioning clock. All right? I mean, you'd be surprised at how many of these inventions black people have done. And I get the biggest kick out of it because you always hear about what they can't do, but, man, they seem to break through on a regular basis. I guess, I don't know.
Well, and that's funny. So the people who wanted to get rid of clocks, regular clocks, doesn't that make them racist?
Ha-ha, I agree.
Ha!
There you go.
Ha!
I don't know. I just love this. I love this stuff because it's, you know, there's a 7.5-foot pile of truth sitting on the left side of the desk. And then they have this pile of crap, all right, that they pull out and go, see, we can't have these tests because blacks and Hispanics don't do well with them. Therefore, instead of saying we need to teach them better, no, it has to be a racist test because black and Hispanics don't do well with it. And then they have all this proof on the other side to say, no, that's not true. If you teach them, if you show them you give a crap, if you nurture them through the education experience, they do well. Everybody does
right.
Well. Not any particular group or class.
Nope, exactly. Every child is different when it comes to learning. And that's why public schools, it's difficult because they put all children into a square peg. And if you don't fit into that, if you're a round peg and they try to fit you in the square hole and you don't fit, it doesn't matter. They just think it's you, not their, what they're trying to teach or how they're trying to teach. That's one of the problems that we have. And that's why so many more people are seeking other solutions, other alternatives, or homeschooling. I can't believe the amount of homeschooling that has increased.
Yep. And California, to a degree, is trying to shut that down. I mean, they're beating their brains out to shut that
down. Every state that has any kind of Democrats in it wants to try to shut that down because they want your children from cradle to grave. They want you. They want your kids from preschool, if not sooner, through college, because then they know they have to they will be able to completely destroy them.
Yeah. No, I agree with
that's,
you. I think
seriously,
It goes, and people on this show have heard me say it a million times, it goes all the way back to the Jim Crow days. You couldn't teach black people how to read. You couldn't teach them how to write. It was illegal to do so because they knew if you educated them, all right, what would happen? They would learn. They would know how to get out of the situation they were in. They would be able to fight the situation they were in. And that's what we've done again. You know, the worst educations in this country happened in the inner city.
Yep.
All right? It's just amazing to me. It never stops.
And where are the people fighting? It's certainly not Democrats. They keep it. They keep that education going the same way. Chicago, teachers were just going to strike again. They're already some of the highest paid teachers in the country with some of the lowest test grades in the country.
They make the average teacher there, they makes three times as much as the average resident there in Chicago.
Of course they do.
Right? I mean, maybe most they need more money to buy Kevlar to protect themselves. I don't know, but...
Yeah, and even those who live in the districts where they teach, they don't send their kids to public schools there because the schools are so damn bad.
Yep.
And the Democrats don't care. They keep doing it, and they keep these people, these poor people, suffering. Because really, it's generation. It's a few generations now into the Democrat ideology. Well, you know, just pop out babies, get rid of the dad, and the government and taxpayers will be your daddy. Because that's what they've done.
I usually don't do this, but I want to take it because this is right in line with what we're talking about. Ed from Moses Lake, Washington, is calling, and he says, well, you know, math being racist. What about Greek math? Hey, Ed, welcome to the show.
Yeah,
thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks. All other countries are different races, yet they manage to teach their kids math.
That's a good point.
I got a homily. One good teacher can teach 32 students. One bad teacher can't even teach one. All they're trying to do is, once again, not making the teachers responsible for their job.
I agree.
Uh-huh.
I agree with you 100%.
That's right.
Ed. That's a great – I hadn't even thought about that, but that's true all across the planet. You've got teachers that are teaching math in every country, and they're doing well. And all of a sudden here, we can't bring anything up. We have to keep dumbing it down so the kids don't feel bad. You know what I mean?
The United States is now the country of lower expectations. That is what the Democrat Party has created in this country.
Make America mediocre again.
Not even. They want it lower than mediocre because they can't control the electorate unless they completely dumb them down and have them dependent on the government and other people to get things done.
Right. Ed,
you know, if they keep telling someone, sorry. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you. Ed, who are you listening on? Where are you listening?
What am I listening on? I can't remember what the call letters are. Wait a minute. 1470.
All right. I appreciate you listening, Ed, very much, though. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, he's so right.
True.
I hate putting people on the spot like that, but I'm always curious. But, he's right. I mean, if they could do it in the country, right, why can't they do it here? If math and science it just does so well. I mean, think of the Asian population, Japanese, the Chinese. I mean, these are very important to them. They put a lot of emphasis on it. Hello?
Yep.
Anybody home?
The United States, thanks to the left, is just becoming a cesspool of stupidity. The goal, all of us, I would think most people, you know, I don't have kids in school, and I would love, but those kids are my future that are in school, so I want them to all get the best education they can possibly get. But they're not getting it. And that's a problem. And
you think they're not getting it, or you think this is the way they want it?
No, I think the kids aren't getting the best education possible, and it's intentional.
Yeah.
No. It's intentional. Oh, some kids get an excellent education because their parents can spend $30,000 a year to send them to elementary school.
Yeah, I think what's great is that they don't really, they don't really get down in the trenches and watch what those kids are doing, listen to what they're doing, talk to the parents to see what they're doing, what's truly needed in the community. They think, for people who think that every child learns differently. Look across the country. We're using the same process we were using 200 years ago. This is crazy.
Yep.
Anyway, where do people find you?
At graniterock.com and Conservative ND on Twitter.
Yeah, and you've got to pick up her stuff because she'll get your blood pumping, too. Show me to your host. Listen, we're going to talk about the audio, the email, and so much more evidence that shows the DNC, shock, colluded with Ukraine to pull it over on Trump, and they blew it. Surprise. Don't miss in your host. We'll be back in just a few minutes.